When the body of Christ is functioning like she should, there's nothing like her in the whole world. So, great example by our volunteers and our church staff. The second thing that I wanted to say that, you know, it just hits me hard at times like this, is that there's nothing more important in all of our lives than our relationship with God. There is nothing more important in life than our relationship with God. And when we are suddenly and shockingly confronted with our own mortality, the shortness of our own lives, the importance of our relationship with God becomes really obvious. The sad part is, some people only think about the importance of their relationship with God when tragedy strikes. And besides that time, they're living lives distracted with achieving the American dream, with a little Jesus sprinkled on top just enough to ease and pacify their own conscience. I don't know how to say this any stronger than just to simply say, there is nothing more important, there is nothing more worthy of your time and your effort and your commitment and your dedication than your relationship with God. And so, Grace Chapel family, we need to make sure that we are a people who seek God first with all of our hearts, because he promised if we'd seek him with all of our hearts, then we would find him. He didn't say half or a quarter or a third. He said, if you'll seek me with all of your heart, you'll find me. And then when we find him, in his presence is the fullness of joy. That's when we experience him. I'm saying this as lovingly and as fatherly as I know how. We have got to quit making excuses for convenient, carnal Christianity. Being distracted by the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust for other things, we've got to seek God first. Foremost and above all, because that is what matters at the end of the day. This isn't the state of the church address. I'll do that in 2 weeks on January 12th. But I just quickly, in the coming year, beloved, in 2020, where everybody's going to have some twist on 2020 vision, get your vision clear, and that's what God wants to do. Great, great. I'm just going to tell you, we're going to continue to teach the Word of God accurately, with boldness and compassion, and without apology. We're going to continue providing opportunities. We're going to continue providing opportunities for you to grow and to be a disciple of Jesus and not just an American churchgoer. We have some of the greatest teachers, the greatest classes, the greatest opportunities, the greatest Bible studies, the greatest life group leaders, the greatest opportunities for you to grow, but I can't make you do it. You have to do it. And your relationship with God has to mean enough to you where you go after it and you don't make excuses. We're going to continue in 2020 to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to touch and transform lives. We're going to, in 2020, increase our emphasis on worship, prayer, and fasting. Now, you'll hear more about this next week, but I just want to get this on your radar. From January 11th to January 31st, that's 21 days, calling for a church-wide fast for 3 weeks, 21 days, January 11th through the 21st, where we will seek God and get our priorities set for the new year. Again, you're going to hear more about that. Mark your calendar. We're going to do something different this year. It's going to be exciting, and we want you to get ready to pray and to seek God. We've got a whole host of Before the Throne, a year full of Before the Throne nights. Our first one is coming up, let me get this right, January 15th, Wednesday, January 15th, where we're gonna come right at the beginning of the fast to pray, to worship, to cry out to God. Beloved, this campus should be jam-packed with people. It just should be. Whether it is or not is up to y'all. But it should be. With everything that's going on in the world, with the opportunities that Grace Chapel has, the prayer covering we need for the unbelievable tasks that we're going to be going after, we've got to be a people that trust in God and cry out to Him with prayer, fasting, and worship. Make it a priority in the coming year. Now, enough of that. For now. Now we're going to have a time to pray over every family. So I'm going to ask those who are going to be praying, if you'll come up and just stretch yourself out across the front here, give some space if you will. And we're going to invite families and people to start coming forward. And we want to pray. We want to love on, we want to encourage. We don't have any set formula. There's no set list of things this year that we're going to pray. We're believing that the Holy Spirit is going to lead each and every pastor and leader and elder up here, staff member, to pray over you and your family. Jonathan and the worship team are going to lead us in worship. And why don't we take this time on the last Sunday of the year to thank God for His goodness in the past, but to examine and to adjust, and maybe to align or realign our hearts with the purposes of God. Let's make our relationship with God the greatest priority in our lives. And let's not just say it, let's do it, and let's experience more of Him than ever before. Does that sound good to anybody? Does that sound good? Amen. All right, well, this is a free-for-all at this point. Come from whatever row you want to come, and here we go. God bless you guys.